Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Bob Chapman's with us for the entire hour. I like to sometimes have another guest pop in with Bob because his knowledge is so wide, similar to the wide spectrum analysis that I engage in. So he's with us for 30 minutes alone, take a few calls. And then Jesse Trinidu, the lawyer who continues to sue and get internal documents concerning the inside job that was the OKC bombing in 95. He's going to be joining us with Bob coming up in 30 minutes. But, Bob, so much happening, so much developing. Ben Ali, the former dictator of Tunisia, had a convenient stroke, just like Hosni Mubarak now. How obvious is that getting? We've got also China, now WikiLeaks confirming, basically ordering the SEC around on their internal deals in the U.S. Is that not espionage by the SEC with a foreign power, with China through the U.S. government controlling mergers and deals? I mean that's a foreign power. That's what globalism is, I guess, running our country.
Well, at least in part, and at least that part, because of their almost $900 billion in most in treasuries and agencies. The agencies bonds are Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA bonds. They have been continually reducing their position. They reduced it last month by $4 billion, and they continue to peck away at it. The exchanges that they've made with Greece and Spain and Portugal for loans have involved the sale of the U.S. paper. They are sticking their nose in everywhere that they can because they think they have a hammer. And they really do. The best thing for the U.S. government to do is say, look, enough. You run your country, we'll run ours, and if you don't like it, we'll just devalue the currency and default on our debt. How would you like that?
Well,
so I think that's something they should think about. I hadn't heard too much about that, but that's going on all the time behind the scenes. They're pushing and pushing and pushing, and at the same time, they continue to buy dollars with yuan, as it's pronounced, that they create out of thin air, just like the Fed does. And they continue to purchase those dollars so they can buy treasuries so they can keep the value of their currency down. And really, the secret is that sooner or later, they're going to have to stop doing that. They're going to have to let their currency float to where it should be, upward. And that means less exports to the United States. The exports to the United States will be more expensive. It also means that they have less inflation in China because the dollars that are coming into China are causing inflation. And then they have their own internal problems as well, which are very, very serious. Every bit as bad as what the problems that America has. And that varies from province to province. Some of them are doing fine and some of them upside down.
And we're also seeing riots in Mexico, riots in Saudi Arabia, Yemen. I mean, this is popping up everywhere, obviously driven by dollar devaluation that's triggering more commodity increases in prices, which is putting pressure on poor people.
Well, we discussed it 3 weeks ago, and you and I both agreed that this is what was going to happen. And that is what has happened. And we were even seeing it in Wisconsin and Ohio. And we're going to continue to see it over the next several years.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bob. I want to come back to you. We may have to reconnect to you. Your phone line's usually awesome. It's breaking up a bit. So we'll reconnect with Bob Chapman. We're going to come right back with him and continue. That's right. He did lay all this out 3 weeks ago. He laid it out 5 years ago. But he laid it all out 3 weeks ago that you'd have this Egypt effect. We're going to come back and break all this down. Then we're going to take some of your phone calls and get into what's happening with gold and silver.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
MSNBC is reporting that Egypt has okayed Iranian warships through the Suez Canal. Israel calls it a provocation. Canal officials said only war could have blocked requests. And Israel said in the last 3 days that they are considering a military strike on Iranian gunboats, really small, inconsequential vessels. I guess they're not allowed to traverse the international canal and go into the Mediterranean, though everybody else is. Again, who's really starting the provocation here? Why is Iran doing this? Are they hoping Israel's so brazen they attack them? It'll be some type of political score points for Iran. There's a reason the commodities are going up. It's not just that the dollar's being devalued. It also factors into the Middle East tension. Now, Bob, going back years ago, I predicted it, you predicted it, Gerald Celente, countless others, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. It doesn't take a brain surgeon or a quantum mechanics physicist to know that the dollar is the world reserve currency worldwide. The dollar is devaluing faster outside the country than it is inside the country, and that's normally how these inflation situations work. And that if you got half the people in Egypt and more than half in some of these other countries, it varies on $2 a day or less, that if their heating oil, their gasoline, their rice, their wheat, their corn prices go up exponentially with this big food bubble driven by dollar devaluation, that they're going to get angry. People then say, well, Alex, are you saying that the globalists triggered these rebellions, or are you saying that they're real? No, there's real dictators and really angry people, and the globalists have set up the IMF World Bank policies on top of it, ordering food rations cut as they go up, and then they know people are about to revolt, tracking the Twitter and the Google. They go in, because Google admits they can predict future trends almost 100% in mass groups with this, the herd mentality, then they come in and trigger it with their people to try to control the direction it goes. Bob Chapman, is that an accurate boil down?
It certainly is. And, you know, we hear so much about HAARP, and we don't know exactly what it's doing for the United States government and others as well. There are other versions. And so you see floods in Australia that happen, you know, every 100 years. And now we've got a drought in two sections of China. But we have over ample rain in Argentina. And so you put these things together, and then you get this flight to quality that's being caused by people leaving currencies, but particularly the dollar, buying commodities, and particularly gold and silver. Now, today is a good example, and yesterday, of market rigging. The government, through Morgan, pushed down the gold stocks yesterday, and then today they raised margin requirements on gold and silver again, because people who buy commodities and gold and silver, they don't put all the money down. They'll borrow a certain amount of money. It could be 80%. And so when the margin requirement is raised, they pay more interest. And that tends to mute or neutralize the upward movement of gold and silver and anything else that they do it to. They also did it to platinum and palladium. And they do this all the time in order to rig the market. And at the same time, Morgan is asking their cash clients in their cash accounts, if they've got any of these gold stocks, can we borrow them? Because we want to go short and knock them down. Well, anybody who would lend their stocks to them would have to be out of their mind, because they'd be knocking their own stock down. But this shows you how crooked and how desperate these people are. And this sort of thing goes on all the time.
But, Bob, here's the bottom line. There are congressional investigations kicking in, dealing with big banks manipulating silver and gold. If you look at the overall 10, 11-year graph, gold, silver is only going straight up. So is every other major commodity. And it's a losing battle. They're able to push it down to have a psychological effect, but it always retraces the old gains and goes to new highs. And now we see China and others accelerating their purchasing to record levels. I see a major breakout coming in the near future. What do you see?
It already happened today. A clean breakout for silver on a technical basis. Next stop, 37, 38, maybe higher. And that's going to take gold right along with it. And what I told you happened about an hour and a half ago on the margin requirements, the silver and gold came off. It's going right back up again. And you're right. It's a very temporary thing. These are desperate people doing desperate things. You've got the Fed doing things that they know will be unsuccessful, but they don't know what else to do. They're in a box. They can't get out.
Amazing. Bob, your phone, again, normally is great. It's breaking up a little bit, but the information is so powerful. We'll try to reconnect during the next break. But there's a lot of other things happening in the world. How obvious does it have to get now that Ben Ali, the former Tunisian dictator thrown out a month ago, ran to Saudi Arabia and had a magical stroke, the same way that Mubarak ran to Israel and then back to Egypt and had a stroke? I mean, this is getting really ridiculous.
Well, I think in Mubarak's case, it might be believable. And age-wise, it's not believable for the gentleman who fled Tunisia. But if you've read about his wife, there's validity to it. I mean, she was the one that snatched the gold.
Yeah, but it's starting to get a little obvious here when Mubarak says, I'm not going to step down for a few months, and the U.S. says, yes, you will, then magically he disappears. We never see him again, and here he has a stroke, and he does step down. And now this guy runs off and has a stroke. I mean, come on.
No, it's all phony. I just thought I'd made light of it, considering Mubarak's age. And
but what's this new thing where they just have a stroke because it's too obvious when they just kill him?
Yeah, it could be. Could very well be. We're just going to give you one stroke, and you don't have to have any more.
Amazing. Bob, I want to go to some phone calls for you. They'll be all over the map, but I know you can certainly answer them. But before we go any further, you were getting into these rebellions spreading worldwide now in multiple states in the U.S. and Mexico, all over the Middle East. You predicted that. Where do you see it going now?
I think it will slowly go forward in different places. Some places it'll take longer than others. Some places you're going to have violence right away, like you just saw in Bahrain, and which is the newest one. And in Wisconsin and Ohio, we had no violence. Violence is born usually of extraordinary frustration, or it's a commercial issue, which is like food costs too much and I can't afford it, or I'm going to lose my job permanently. What am I going to do? And those are the kind of things they're belly items, we'll call them. They get right down to the nitty-gritty of survival. And I think that's what's going to kick the U.S. forward. But there are other nations that have more of those kinds of problems. They have more poor people, and they don't have extended unemployment, and they also do not have food stamps. I mean, you go to Mexico, they don't have those things. And so the chance for insurrection are far greater in other countries.
Why are the globalists, in closing, and we'll go to call, so arrogant, Bob? You've got the big mega banks making record profits, consolidating the entire economy, engaging in crime, won't say where tens of trillions of dollars have gone, overtaking nations, getting nations they've bought off to sign on to their banker debt. The case of Ireland's a great new example where it's admitted the people don't own it, but the government says, hey, we're signing you on to this debt. I mean, how far can they go as they become fat as pigs in front of everybody and as everybody else starts losing their job or getting their pay cut?
Well, what I think will happen is the demonstrations and the riots will come to every country. And I've said this over and over. Nobody's going to be immune. It'll be better in some places than others. And the next step after that is revolution. And I expect half the countries in the world are going to have revolution. And I'll tell you why. Because of your program and programs like that go all over the world and the Internet, we are reaching millions of people out there. In fact, the foreigners to us are far more interested in what we've got to say than our fellow American citizens. I can't believe it. And that's borne out by the letters that I get, many of which I run on the Forecaster, from foreigners, as well as the number of people who are subscribing from foreign countries is very high.
Yes, a lot of the world is more advanced into tyranny, so they know how right we are historically. But we're going to break. We're going to come back and talk to Tim, Anthony, James, Dana, Tom, and a few others ahead of Jesse Trinidad joining us. Bob will ride shotgun. But I forgot to mention this coming out of the last break. My IT guys have 100% confirmed that we are under a massive denial of service attack at Infowars.com right now. But luckily, we've got a lot of big CDNs and giant servers, and we're pretty much under routine attack from this and other systems. So remember, folks don't want you seeing Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They don't want you getting this information. How do you counter that? You spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and this radio show. You take the video stream, the audio streams from the show. You link them to your friends and family. We reach new people. You don't even have to talk yourself blue in the face. Direct them to this broadcast and all the amazing guests and the information we cover here. But know this, I've had to hire more IT people. I've got a full-time sit on top of this, but it only makes us stronger. As Nietzsche said, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. And we are becoming stronger. You know, they say that pain is weakness leaving the body. And that's certainly happening in our operation. It was hack attacks years ago because I could only have individual servers that made me start more websites so that when they hacked one that was down for a while, I'd have another. Turns out that's now the industry leader for folks to start more websites and roll them out and make them all big. They call it a synergy. I didn't know that. Their attacks is the reason you have PrisonPlanet.com and all our other sites. I mean, so it as God says, no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, let's take a few phone calls for Bob Chapman ahead of Bombshell Info. On Oklahoma City, I know Bob will have comments on that with us. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today? This is Cracker Tim from the big Detroit city.
Okay, buddy, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, first off, this isn't exactly the point that I was going to talk about, but they kind of just jumped out from some of the stuff that you said. So I just something you can research on your own. You were talking about, you know, how the veterans were being treated. And on the front page of the Macomb Daily, which is the county paper here, you can get it at MacombDaily.com. It says, wounded vets still waiting for benefits. Red tape could mean fewer families are eligible. And then we got a new pandemic. Did you hear about this? It's called whooping cough, or they call it pertussis. And now all of a sudden, there's this huge article on the health page.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll notice it's not even that many cases, and a lot of times they point out it's kids that were vaccinated, so it means it wasn't even protecting them, but they've got this big push going to vaccinate people. Tim, I appreciate your call. Bob, on the front of the fact that they've already stolen the veterans' benefits out the back door, that's why they're moving now to try to block as many of their benefits as they can.
That's correct, and they also cheated them on their life insurance policies. And it's abominable what they've done. I'm a veteran, and I do a veteran show, have for about 5.5 years, and they're active members as well. And it just, you have no idea. It just drives me crazy when I hear this stuff. And I'm very, very disappointed that our government has done that.
Well, that lets us know it's not our government when they sign a secret deal 11 years ago to steal the death benefits of vets that have paid for it. I mean, these are criminal, isn't the word. This is a illegitimate group of scumbag robbers that runs things. I mean, we're in deep trouble here, folks. If they'll rob the vets' death benefits and they've got the veterans organizations paid off standing down, what else will they do? What else are they doing we don't know about?
They'll do anything.
Let's talk to Anthony in Arizona. Anthony, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling from Yuma, Arizona, actually, Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. Yes, I am a Marine, if you want to do a little research on that. I would actually want to talk about the Federal Reserve System and their money market system.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Okay, now, with the money market system and the Federal Reserve System, our money is pretty much worthless. Is that agreeable?
I agree with you.
All right, now, under Article 1, Section 10, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters, and et cetera. And one point says, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts.
Yes, it's unconstitutional and illegal. The whole Federal Reserve System is alien to our republic.
Okay, so what if a Marine were to, let's say, sue the government saying that his contracts were in fact illegal from the get-go?
Well, Bob, what do you think will happen with that?
Well, I think, first of all, you've got to talk to an attorney who might specialize close to that area. I certainly can't answer that. That's dangerous for yourself. And I've been there. And so I know the rules that you have to operate under as a military person. And so I would get expert legal advice before I tried anything like that. I don't know whether you've had him on, Alex, but the captain who refused to take an order because he said the president wasn't an American citizen and he couldn't be president. And so they threw him in jail and they're going to court-martial him. So you've got to be on pretty solid ground before you do anything to challenge the
absolutely. Anthony, thank you for the call. Interesting points. In closing for this segment, we're going to come back into some really incredible new information on the Oklahoma City front with Jesse Trinity. Bob Chapman will ride shotgun with us as we examine these important new developments, proving that criminal elements of the government are involved in many of these terrorist attacks. I wanted to just mention that Catherine Albrecht, Genesis talk show host, really nice lady, was diagnosed with breast cancer and is going to be having surgery next week. So we all want to pray for Catherine Albrecht, the lady, of course, exposes RFID and the whole cashless society tracking enslavement grid. So pray for Catherine Albrecht, folks. She's a great lady. And we wish her a speedy and healthy recovery. She's asked me to fill in some for her next week. I don't know if I can do it. I got so much going on, but I'll probably do one or two shows for her. But she's going to be gone for a few weeks. Okay, we're going to come back with Bob Chapman and Jesse Trenadue on the other side. Keep it locked in. Call your friends and family. They need to hear
this.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to go over some of the background, but first I want to get into the new developments with Jesse Trenadue, a former law professor with 30 years' experience and trial lawyer practicing primarily in the arena of insurance defense with cases involving personal injury, property damage, civil rights, breach of contract. His brother was tortured and murdered by the FBI. That began to get him to investigate the OKC bombing case, and he has sued in court over and over again to get secret FBI and other government documents. And he's been able to discover and confirm that Elohim City was a government operation with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We've interviewed the former head of HUD, Jane Graham, who was in the building and saw McVeigh and others planting gray sticks of butter with wires, saying they were a telephone company the day before. I mean, it just the witnesses go on and on. Terrence Yakey, cop of the year that saved all these people. The ATF showed up and said, you know, bandages up to a doctor in front of him, and they weren't even in the building and lied about it. The list goes on and on. You have high-level FBI agents, and I'll get into that coming up, who said they were in Dallas but turned out were in Oklahoma City the day before. You've got now sworn affidavits by people involved. Like Terry Nichols saying, yes, McVeigh was a government agent. I mean, all of this is happening. But now there's a new report out here, thanks to Trinity's research and lawsuits, discovering that, indeed, there was a call made to the Alfred P. Murrah building saying don't be there in the days before. And that's why a lot of people weren't in the building that day, like the ATF. And Bob Chapman, an expert, obviously researching this case, riding with a shotgun today. He'll also have some questions or comments. But Jesse Trinidu, kind of recap the saga and the big bombshells, and then let's get into the new one.
Well, I think first of all, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me on again.
You bet.
And it started with the murder of my brother. My brother was picked up for a so-called parole violation in Southern California, sent immediately to Oklahoma City. 2 days later, the federal government said he committed suicide, and they tried to have his body cremated. We fought very hard to get his body returned to us. His throat was cut. They said he'd hang himself. His throat was cut. His head was smashed open to three places. He'd been beaten head to toe, front to back. Even the soles of his feet had been beaten. We never had a motive for why they killed him. And then shortly before he was executed, I get a message from Tim McVeigh that said, when I saw your brother's picture and heard what happened to him, I wanted you to know that he was killed by the FBI. They mistook him for Richard Lee Guthrie. And Guthrie was the person I believe is John Doe 2. Guthrie, about a year after my brother's murder, ended up supposedly hanging himself while in the custody of the FBI. And we had a witness to my brother's murder, and a month before we were at the trial, they found him hanging in his cell while under federal custody. But to cut to the core of it, that apparently my brother matched Richard Lee Guthrie in the description that the FBI was circulating for John Doe 2. It was a white male, 5'9", powerful upper body build, dark complected, believed to be in Canada or Mexico, driving 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck, and a dragon tattoo on his left forearm. My brother came, that was a perfect match for my brother. He was coming back across the border in San Diego, been down into Mexico. He was driving his friend's 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck. He was 5'9", powerful upper body build, dark complected, dragon tattoo left forearm. Stopped, arrested, sent to Oklahoma, and dead 2 days later. But once I knew that, I started to try to find some link between Guthrie, that looked like my brother, and the Oklahoma City bombing. And I didn't start out to solve the Oklahoma City bombing. I started out to find out who killed my brother and why. But everything I did took me to Oklahoma City and the bombing. And fortunately that I've been able
to... do me a favor, Jesse. Talk right into your telephone for us.
I am. Yes.
Yeah, just speak up for us because some of it's trailing off. Please continue.
Well, I started to sue the government under the Freedom of Information Act to get records. And among the first records I got were a series of teletypes from FBI Director Louis Free to FBI offices in Oklahoma and around certain locations around the country talking about McVeigh had called Elohim City 2 days before the bombing and had asked for more help. And an informant had intercepted that call and warned the FBI and advised the FBI. I had a document that showed that a government informant had actually gone to Oklahoma City with McVeigh and scouted the target 4 months before the bombing. And I sued for records involving the CIA. And the CIA shouldn't be involved in the Oklahoma City bombing case because it is a foreign intelligence service, and it's illegal for it to be operating in the United States. And for the first time, they came back, and the CIA claimed national security. They said it would be a great threat to the national security of the United States if they released the records. And that's one of the exemptions the government has, that they don't have to turn over anything, is that it would jeopardize national security. But I'm thankful.
All right, now let's go through some of what you've discovered since then. It's been confirmed, even major newspapers like the L.A. Times have reported that more than 14 videotapes from different buildings were all confiscated. When people sued to get them, yourself included, they claimed that all the tapes were being changed at the same time at the YMCA, at banks, savings and loans. I mean, if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you. Also, former FBI Task Force Director Danny Colson had claimed he was in Dallas on April 19th, 95 and flew up there, but there was no record of that. Then we have the hotel receipt of him at the Marriott the day before being in Oklahoma City. You add that to the fray. You've got all these documents you've sued and gotten. As best you can tell from your research and this new information you're about to cover, what really happened in Oklahoma City?
Well, I think it's now apparent that it was some kind of government operation. Whether McVeigh was actually working for the government originally and then went rogue on him, or whether it was planned all along, I don't know. But the FBI had at least four or five informants involved with this operation. They knew in advance it was going to happen. And once it happened, they did everything in the world they could to cover it up. I'm trying to think of some of the more crucial things that it involved.
I mean, there's just so much evidence. It's totally ridiculous. And now we see all these Obama advisors saying they need another Oklahoma City because it'll help Obama like it did Clinton. And even Glenn Beck has come out and said he believes they're preparing a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. Were you aware of him saying that 2 months ago?
I was not aware of that, but I want to go back. You mentioned a very important thing. I sued to get the surveillance tapes around on the Murrow Building. The surveillance cameras actually on the building that was destroyed, and the surveillance cameras tapes from the roads leading up to the building. I get all the tapes except the one for the Murrow Building, but the tapes they give me go blank at various times between 8:54 and 9:02 when the bomb went off. So I have six or seven different buildings where when a vehicle would be passing, specifically the bomb truck with the Ryder truck, I take those blanks. And, you know, further up the road, a little later, that tape goes blank. So in essence, 26 tapes that I received go blank at various times between 8:54 and 9:02 on April 19, 1995. And the government of the United States says, well, that's because the tapes were being changed.
So it's savings and loans and YMCAs and businesses everywhere. They're magically being changed in that two-minute period.
That's basically what they said. But more importantly, they don't give me the tapes from the Murrow Building. And I had been leaked the Secret Service guideline timeline that said surveillance cameras show the bomb detonating 3 minutes and 6 seconds after the suspect exited the vehicle. Now, that was the Murrow Building camera tapes. I've sued to get those. No one has ever seen those outside of the FBI, to my knowledge.
And an FBI agent told the Washington Times and L.A. Times he's seen them, and it shows McVeigh with other people.
Yes. And the government, the FBI specifically says they can't find them. Now, the most important evidence, you would think, that would have been Exhibit 1 in the prosecution of Tim McVeigh. A tape showing him coming up to the, driving the truck up to the building, setting the timer, getting out of the truck, walking away, and the bomb going off. They didn't use that tape. And the reason they didn't use it is because it has other people getting out of that truck, one or more of whom was probably an informant.
Which is what all the witnesses said anyways, but they're telling us to forget about that. I want to get into the new information here in a moment, but I wanted to bring Bob Chapman in, who's followed this closely, guest hosting with us in this hour. Bob, what's your comments on what you're hearing? Any questions for Jesse Trinity?
I think it's pretty cut and dried what they've done. And it's been my opinion that the thing was set up by the United States government, and McVeigh was a key member working with the government on this project. I would parallel it with 9/11.
And they burned him. They burned their own guy like they always do, like Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's right. And it's just like when governments take over from another government, the first thing they do is get rid of the people who put them into power. because they're too dangerous. But it's pretty obvious now from what this gentleman is telling us and what we know from before that the United States government did perform this operation. And sooner or later, just like 9/11, everything will come out, and hopefully these people think that they'll outlast it, and they'll die before it's discovered that, in total of what they've done.
Just like Northwoods, just like Tonkin, just like Operation Ajax or Operation Gladio, if our criminal government would blow up school buses and trains in Italy in 1981 to blame their political enemies, would they do it here? I mean, that's a no-brainer, and they've been caught with their pants down. Now, the new stuff you've gotten in the last few years via lawsuits is depositions with Terry Nichols, confirmingwhat others said. McVeigh was a government agent. He's videotaped at a base a year after he's out of the military, at a demolitions base. You've got the Ryder truck being loaded at Camp Grouper. You've got the Southern Poverty Law Center FBI running Elohim City, the command base. And you've got where you've sued and gotten different documents where they black it out. Then you're able to get it the same document, other areas blacked out, put it together. But tell folks about the new information dealing with the phone call warning that all the witnesses reported on hearing about. Well, the building was more than half empty, but it wasn't empty at that daycare center. They made sure they picked something so we could see some bloody dead kids on TV so they could demonize the states' rights movement.
Well, what happened is I sued the FBI to get, or under the Freedom of Information Act request, records of the evidence found in Terry Nichols' home in Kansas. In about 2005, the FBI went to the former home of Terry Nichols in Harrington, Kansas, went into the basement in a crawl space, and found a box of explosives. And I wanted those boxes of explosives because I had interviewed Nichols, and he told me the information about those explosives, that the fingerprints of the FBI informant who gave Nichols and McVeigh the detonators for the bomb.
Speak up. I'm sorry. Speak up, sir. This is too important.
Nichols had told me during an interview, private interview, that on that box of explosives would be the fingerprints of the FBI informant who gave him the detonators. And this box contained some more detonators used in, that were used, part of which were used in the bomb. Nichols had originally tried to get this information out through Homeland Security because he wanted Homeland Security to do the fingerprint check and announce names of the people's prints found on that box. The FBI found out about it and raided the home and got the box. But before they did that, back when McVeigh was standing trial in Oklahoma City for murder, an FBI, I guess, agent or operative, for lack of a better word, approached Nichols and his defense team and said, "We will promise you, you will not be executed if you will agree to three things." And Nichols says, "Well, how can you guarantee that I won't be convicted and executed?" And they said, "We will not cooperate with the state of Oklahoma. We will not give them witnesses. We will not give them evidence. Then they won't be able to prosecute you." Nichols says, "What do I have to do?" The first thing they said to him is, "You have to take credit for a phone call that was made to us the day before the bombing, warning about the bomb." And Nichols told me, he said, "I never made that call. I didn't even know about that call. And I told him I didn't." Now, what that tells me is there's a record of a phone call to the FBI warning them about the bombing, probably from one of their informants with McVeigh. And they can't get rid of that record. So they needed to establish someone to take responsibility for it. Nichols says, "What's the second thing?" And they said, "Well, we want you to implicate your brother in the bombing." And Nichols says, "I won't do that because he wasn't involved." Nichols says, "What's the third thing?" And they said, "Where is the box of explosives you took from the home of Roger Moore in Arkansas?" And no one would have known about the box of explosives other than being buried in that crawl space, or the fact that it existed, other than Nichols and an FBI informant who was aware of it. And Nichols said, thought they wanted evidence against Roger Moore, and this is what he's told me, that's in court records. They said, "Well, I'll give you Mr. Moore." And they said, "No, that's not what we want. We want that box of explosives." And what these documents I received confirm. offers were made. The FBI later learns of the existence of that box of explosives in Nichols' former home, gets there ahead of Homeland Security and other law enforcement, takes the box, destroys the blasting caps and detonators so that they couldn't be any way linked to what may have been used in the bombing. But they do a fingerprint analysis of the box. And it turns out that McVeigh's prints are on the box, Nichols' prints are on the box, and fingerprints from two other individuals they will not identify were on the box of explosives.
And McVeigh told, and he fits the M.O. of this, Nichols and others in sworn affidavits now, that he was part of a black op team, basically infiltrating militias, counterterrorism, but then it shifted to they were going to do some type of drill bomb or test, and then they just basically went and then set McVeigh up, which is what they classically do, correct?
It has all the earmarks of having been a government operation, or it's not an operation, that's certainly one they knew about, and were on top of it almost from the beginning.
And then months later, Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, is being followed, calls his partner, says, I've been followed by the FBI. Then he's found in a field, tortured to death. And, of course, I mean, this is who you work for, government. This is what America is. Cop-killing scum. We'll be right back. They want your pension funds.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Yeah, if you believe that McVeigh and Terry Nichols carried out that bombing, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch,
if you leave me,
you can see the sea.
I won't miss you. and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory.
We'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Our guest, Jesse Trinidad, a lawyer whose brother was brutally tortured and murdered by the FBI in custody in his jail cell, joins us. Bob, you've been hearing this new incredible information, and there it is hanging out in plain view. I mean, if we don't expose these government-sponsored terror events, they're going to continue to stage them, aren't they?
They certainly are, and whether we deter them remains to be seen. It's reflected in what you talk about and I talk about as far as the arrogance and the transparency of all of the things that they're doing all of the time, ranging from Wall Street to black op events. And I think that, you know, the history of the OSS and then the CIA, and in these latter years in the FBI, latter years being perhaps since 1970, the whole spectrum of agencies within government has changed tremendously. I think Iran-Contra taught us that. And, you know, everybody gets away with everything, and the people who have to be eliminated, eliminated, and the public doesn't want to know.
So why not take all the veterans' death benefits? Why not steal the pensions? Why not bankrupt the country? Why not have the TSA stick their hands down our pants? Why not have telescreens saying spy on your neighbor? I mean, once you give in to evil, we've had 51 million abortions. Why not have 100 million? It's just sky's the limit, folks. None of us are safe. None of our children, nothing. This must be met head on. Jesse Trinidad, in closing, any other key points you want to add about the investigation, where all this is going, and justice for your murdered brother and the other 160-plus people they slaughtered at Oklahoma City?
This question, and it has troubled me all this time. Clearly the government knew. Clearly the government was involved. I don't know whether they intended to stop it and got away, or they planned it. And I don't know. But they knew it was going to happen. They assisted. I don't know if the plan was to stop it with cameras running and become heroes and regain some respect from the American people, or if they actually intended to kill them.
Well, we know they killed your brother and Terrence Yakey and a bunch of other medical people that saw the truth. I mean, you know, we know that. I mean, there's no doubt they carried the whole stinking thing out to blame it on the American people. It wasn't to be heroes.
Well, they certainly killed the people after the fact to cover it up. But before the fact, they were responsible, whether they intended it.
Yeah, well, we just got to belly up here to these people and just say, here we are, we want our country back, and we want this new world order to stop, and we're not afraid, we're committed, we're V2, you know that term for pilots. Point of no return when there's not enough runway to stop. They got to try to take off. We're all V2, America and the rest of the world. We got to go all the way. What do you say to that, Jesse Trinity?
Oh, we can't drop this one. This is too important. We'll never have a country if they get away with this, because we'll just encourage them to do more.
Well, hey, we're getting further every day. In the court of public opinion, people now know about false flag terror. And gentlemen, God bless you both, Bob Chapman, Jesse Trinidad. We'll talk to you both more in the future as these things unfold. And, Bob, I'll see you, Lord willing, next Friday live.
You got it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, sir.
We're out of time. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job to the crew this week. Great job to all our AM and FM affiliates, our sponsors, the Genesis Network. You heard Ted Anderson last hour. If you want to get in on great deals on gold and silver, they're both exploding in price right now. That special will hold through the weekend. You can call anytime during the weekend or today or right now, 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.